Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a listener saw Tom, a penis in the sky, and Donnie Baker checks in. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Stupid world
long
record.
Siege is finally over. Josh, you paying attention?
Yes.
Okay, good. An Iowa man.
Iowa, you say?
Uh-huh. He's earned the Guinness World Record title for most claps in 1 minute.
Really?
Okay, now, Josh, I'm going to time you, and go.
Okay, time six.
Well, who's counting, though?
5 seconds.
So how many claps? You timed the seconds?
842.
Whoa.
No. The Quad City Times reports that Dalton Meyer of Davenport managed to clap 1,140 times in 60 seconds.
Man.
I think I could have given him a run for the money.
I looked this up, and it's this weird clapping. It's not regular clapping.
What do you mean it's weird
it one of
clapping?
These where it's like they clap twice in once
yeah,
or something?
It's really odd.
It's pretty fascinating.
Is he using his whole body? Using his legs and
no,
chest and such?
It's like
clapping his ass.
It's pretty fascinating, though.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
1,000 times in a second, really?
No, 1,100. Minute.
I mean, come on.
I want to see the fastest booty clapper.
That's oh, yeah, that'd
booty
be fun.
That's booty. A hot thing.
Meyer said
have you ever seen
record?
A woman booty clap oh. where she just moves and her ass cheeks slap
yeah,
together?
Together?
That's cool.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of rap
do they have to be naked?
No, not really.
Well, it helps, but.
Yeah. But I bet Nicki Minaj can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of your other. Thick-assed mm-hmm. stars.
You're Nicki Minaj, you're Cardi B.
Yeah,
example.
Sure, sure. Mm.
It's cool, it's very
is
cool.
There a, is
yeah,
there a,
sure, sure.
Is there a front naughty version of that?
That's
all the booty.
The fanny clap?
Just called
if we were in Britain.
It's terrible if you have the fanny clap.
That's like a steak-em thing, isn't
the
it?
The old steak-ems.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah.
Remember, you said that.
I know. Steak-em.
Yeah, this guy that did this, he's a really good-looking young guy, Dalton
What's that
Meyer.
Got to do with anything?
Because it's such a dorky record.
Here. Wrist clapping is
yeah.
what they call it.
Huh.
Involves using the wrist and fingers to slap the palm of the other hand.
Yeah, it's just the stupidest thing.
Now you've got something.
I think I could beat the record.
What the
hell? Yeah, that's how dumb it looks, Josh. Except
trying to concentrate.
500.
I like that.
How are they counting?
It has to be counted by some machine, I guess. But I was thinking this guy would be some pimply faced jerk, and he looks like a really cool guy. So, congratulations, sir. The world's record of that. Okay.
Now, that's fascinating, what Josh was doing.
But that's pretty much what it is, what Josh was
Did
doing.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
Do you watch the video of all the world records?
I try to. If I don't understand them, because you couldn't physically clap 1,000 times in a...
You just don't say, to hell with that, I don't
know. Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
That's fascinating to me. You'd spend any time if you're doing this.
It's fascinating.
So what do you do in your spare time, Roger? Well, I clap.
You do?
Really? You got the world record for clap?
Well, what's
I thought John Mayer had that.
What's less interesting, being the guy that clapped the most or being the guy that watches the guy clap the most and being the guy that watches the guy spinning the plates and be the guy watching the guy running a mile in stilts?
Which is
love
you.
All stuff, yeah.
Love all that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I love the plate guy. Okay.
King of the encore, this man.
You love the stilts.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get you some stilts. If we get you some stilts for Christmas, will you go?
I am no longer allowed to stilt.
Doctor's orders, Chip. Specific doctor's orders.
Yeah. That's what he always does. And he thinks we're not onto him. It's either doctor or lawyer. I've been ordered or not.
In the hospital, doctor, just tell me one thing. Will I ever be able to use my stilts again?
No, I can't fall on my arm again. It's already bad enough. I don't want to do it from 10 feet.
No,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you ski, though.
How about if I...
That's because I ski with throw you out with great window. Care, and that's fun.
You can do radio with one arm. You've got a mic holder.
Do you think? How many more places would it break if I threw you out that window? What do you think?
I don't think that's penetrable.
Well, it might take fiber 10 times.
Or dynamite.
Dear Jackasses.
Hi.
And Christy. I'm a lifelong fan. Grew up listening to the show with my dad, and I've always dreamed of meeting someone from the show.
Oh.
I'm a truck driver, and last Friday I was delivering to a restaurant in Indianapolis and came down the ramp from my truck to make my delivery, and who's walking by? Tom Griswold.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, hello. He responded, and then I froze. I completely blew it! Exclamation point. I've been beating myself up ever since for not engaging in a conversation and wish I'd gotten a picture with him.
Well, that's his first mistake. You don't engage in a conversation.
You become enlightened.
Okay.
You become a brick wall as he talks at you.
Well, I'm sure I would have gladly talked with this gent.
Yeah, he's on his way now. So. No, I'm kidding.
What's his name?
Matt.
Do you remember this encounter? A driver saying, hey, and you said,
when was it?
Friday.
This Friday?
Restaurant.
Month ago Friday. November.
Where'd you eat Friday?
November 4th.
I didn't. I was Willie and I were doing the PA announcing at a high school football game.
What, you didn't have lunch
during the day?
He would have been delivering during the day. I would have thought.
I don't recall. I don't think I did.
Okay, well,
are you calling this?
No, I don't
a
remember.
Liar?
I don't.
You're calling him a liar.
There could have been another man in a khaki. And
oh, you know something?
Shirt.
I just realized where it was. Yes.
Okay.
I was picking up a salad for someone I did not do.
Oh, all right. How kind of you.
I know exactly where we're. Thank you, sir. You did nice work there unloading all that stuff. I did say hi to him, and I said, wow, that's a lot of stuff. He was delivering a bunch of stuff to a restaurant.
Like what?
I just box after box after box of stuff that makes the delicious lunches and dinners for all of us. Thank you very much for your hard work.
Did it seem like he froze? Did it seem like he froze?
You think it was meat or bread?
I don't know.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Could you get that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
I don't have any coffee or bagels. It's got Mountain Dew and Pop-Tarts.
Hello?
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. What's going on?
Man, these strippers nowadays are sure needy, Tom.
Really?
You know? It's not enough. I put a roof over her head for the night. Now she expects consensual breakfast. How she's staying at a five-star Howard Johnson's.
Consensual breakfast.
Get dressed and I'll drop you off. You ain't staying here while I'm at work. Still on my tapes. I ain't falling for that again. You know what they say, Bob and Tom? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and I'm out another TV-VCR combo. It's one time I picked up a chick at my coworker Janice's 40th birthday party. Mm-hmm. Can we please pass a law that once you turn 21, no more birthday parties? How about this? From now on, we celebrate your 21st. We all go out, big party, lots of chicks, and after your 21st, we don't attend anything birth-related till your funeral. State law.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of death, nothing sounds more pathetic than a bunch of grown adults half-ass singing happy birthday to another grown-ass adult. And I'll say it right to their face. Only worse sound is when my neighbor Mitchell and his sea cow of a wife have it going on in a hot tub, you know, when she goes into rut this time of year. I found this out. Spoiler alert, gag gifts ain't always appreciated. Because I got that chick some edible underwear. And I'd already eaten out the crouch in them, so they'd be game ready.
Oh, boy.
But guess who didn't find it funny?
Her
husband.
Oh.
Hang on a second. What now what? Hold on. Hey, Bob and Tom, I got to help Misty.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry, I got to help Amber find her thong.
Okay, thanks, Daddy.
Boy.
Needy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that consensual breakfast. Down there in the lobby, you got a roll and you got a microwave.
Mm-hmm. Or you have hot foam at that one.
Oh, hot foam shaving cream at the hotel.
Right there at the buffet.
No, it's in the next room.
So you go down, you're staying at a hotel.
He was sour creaming his face.
So you go down to the locker room to shower and get ready rather than getting ready in your own room.
Yeah, because I get up like 2 hours for everybody else.
This ranch dressing gives you a nice smooth shave.
So he likes to shower far away from everybody.
So do you sit there sweating while you're eating your breakfast?
No.
No,
they have two. It's a separate room. It's right down the hallway. They've got a nice place you can go. They got a couple showers.
Okay.
But there's a pool. See, how cool is it having a pool right there at the hotel and even the middle of
a
weather?
A lot of places that have pools.
Yeah, but
right
not the kind where
hotel.
You jump in the pool, then you swim under this glass wall and you're outside.
Yeah, that's fun.
And it's snowing.
That is cool.
And the moon is up. It's dark. Nobody's awake.
Yeah, but you love that. That sounds great.
You don't have a suit on. You know, if someone looks out the window,
really?
They're
going,
oh,
sure.
My God.
Oh, that man's wrestling a python.
How could he swim straight with a rudder like that?
Look at the hog on that
boy.
I bet he knows where the hot foam is.
No, then you go back in and take a nice hot shower. It's 5, I get 4 in the morning, 5, and there's nobody there but me. It's great.
That's so weird that you still wake up that early on vacation.
I know. Why don't you treat yourself and sleep in?
Nope. No, thanks. I want to say hello to all of our early riser friends listening out there. Remember my motto, if I ever run for public office, all money's earned before 9 a.m., tax-free.
Yeah. 8 a.m.
Oh, really?
Make sure those pesky teachers don't sneak in there, Josh. Is that what you're worried about?
No teachers. Automatically no income tax on teachers.
I would agree with that.
Take a job as a teacher? Absolutely. Income tax free.
It's not what you've said in the past.
Well, I've been spoken to.
I had the opportunity this weekend.
And now, Josh is correct.
No matter how many teachers I had tell me they loved that joke because it actually brought attention to the problem.
I think my tax-free thing is a much better platform.
It is a good plan.
I'm sorry, Christy.
It's a very good plan, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Military officials are saying the primitive image of a penis painted in the sky by an Air Force aircraft was an accident.
No way.
According to BuzzFeed News, the phallic flight path was discovered by observers of flight tracking website Flight Radar 24.
Who looks at that?
Maybe I do.
But besides future terrorists.
Italian media outlet La Repubblica reported that the sky penis was drawn near Tartus, a Syrian city where Russia has a naval base.
Don't talk down to me. I know where that is.
While some took it as a mockery of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Air Force officials said the penis had been drawn inadvertently.
I'll tell you what. There is no way this was a mistake.
A spokesperson for U.S. Air Forces in Europe stated that the KC-135 Stratotanker operating in the Eastern Mediterranean adjusted between multiple different flight tracks during the course of the mission. While these adjustments and movements appear to create a vulgar outline, there was no intent by the pilots or the unit to do so.
I would grant you this. Maybe one shaft and one ball. Okay, maybe a mistake. This has got twin balls at the bottom of a large shaft. It is absolutely not. This is something that they do for fun. They get the flight path down and go, look what this is going to do, knowing this is going to happen.
Okay.
And if they're mocking Putin, good for him. I get it. But there's no way, whoever the spokesperson is, you know he's lying through his teeth. Oh, just by chance, it looks exactly like a primitive penis.
Well, perhaps a little waterboarding will loosen his tongue.
What do you think, Josh? Come on.
I
think it could be an accident.
I do, too.
Oh, the two balls at the bottom of the shaft?
Well, they're not balls. They're circles. They were circling around
Christy,
something.
Balls are round. Okay, I don't want to get into
they're oblong, aren't they? But a lot of aircraft circles.
Not perfectly round.
Does it have the accoutrement? Does it have the hairs maybe at the base?
No.
These guys aren't. Come on.
They're not an edge.
Can you draw some pubic hair on that?
Do we have a song, Pat?
Yeah, we do. Dean, are you ready? Yeah.
Oh, Dean's there.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Oh, the classic.
When I'm flying on a mission quest, get a little naughty, I confess. Make the other pilots laugh till they cry when I go up and write a penis in the sky. Going up, write a penis in the sky.
In the sky.
Two smoky balls and a big one eye.
One eye.
I leave laughing in a cloud of dust and a couple of puffs at the tip. That's a must. Might be in trouble when I get back. Dick joke, they'll say, what a hack. It's easy enough to draw a big old Woody, but what about that sweet, sweet booty? Going up right a vagina in the sky. It's quite dangerous, I might die. Ovals and openings, canyons and cliffs. Just thinking about it makes me stiff.
Yeah, Dean. Nicely done. A tribute to Norman Greenbaum.
And what a great
classic
song.
Spirit of the Sky. Thank you very much. There's no way this was a mistake.
Oh, you are so... All right.
There's a chance, but there's slight.
We've had 10 stories like this in the last few years where they deliberately will do drawings in these aircraft. And it just shows what great pilots they are and what high-quality navigation equipment they have.
Okay.
And
Or they're a bunch of jokers.
Yeah, they're having fun. They're out there doing their job, having a little fun. I'm sure there's a lot of tedium involved in that, not to mention a lot of danger. So good luck to you.
They're in the danger zone.
That's right.
Oh, that's correct. Thank you very much.
I've seen Top Gun Maverick.
Danger zone.
Ow. A man who was lost in the Colorado wilderness.
I have this question, Josh.
Yeah.
You are a doodler.
Yes.
You doodle when you're here. You doodle all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Is there a theme to your doodles?
Depends on the day.
I bet there is, yeah. And I bet Freud would have something to say about them.
Do you keep them?
I don't have any on me now, but no, I don't. I throw them away each day.
Do you show them to your therapist?
No, but I'm sure she would go, oh, yeah, that's clearly...
Another phallus?
They tend to be triangular, and they tend to be... I fill them in. There's something, I'm sure.
Triangular like the... hair on a
women's.
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doodling. I just let the doodle happen. Oh. I don't think about it. So
it's like a Rorschach test, though, with the therapist look at it and go, "Oh, I can see a theme."
Yeah, yeah, I can see here that you're clearly obsessed with your grandmother's bush.
Yeah.
I would go, "Well, I'm going to need a new therapist."
We've all seen
that's insanity.
You ever run my idea by her?
Which is
Rorschach tampons. ladies
what?
You know, yeah. I ran that by my last therapist.
Yeah, you bring them in after the fact and show them your therapist.
Not tampons, okay? The pads.
Is that what you think?
Oh, I was going to say tampons. That's what
you think. Well, you can do it with tampons. You just have to throw them against the wall.
I was going to say they're just a red rocket.
Do you think that therapy is a place where you go to give recommendations to your therapist? You don't always have to give recommendations to people. Sometimes they're in charge. They're the professional.
No wonder I can't go. Oh, so it'd be Rorschach tampons then?
No, Rorschach, pads.
What kind of pads? Like Kotex?
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever brand you like to use.
Do you ever do that, look at them and go, oh, that reminds me of The Thinker by Rodin?
No.
You don't study them?
No.
You don't look at them like after you, when you wipe? You look after you wipe, right? Just make sure things are fine.
Make sure you're healthy.
Got well, to. First off, you have to at least once know you're done.
No, but with the Kotex, you ever show it to your boyfriend and go, look.
No.
This guy like you is at that like basketball
game. Is this what you do at home?
Of course not.
Is this like the bad signal to you, honey? By the way, we're breaking up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.